You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The last four decades have been tough on young people. Tough times are on the way for you young people.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father in heaven, help us all to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in its season. Give us faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, your man for all seasons, that we may have assurance of forgiveness, life, and salvation, all from you and your gracious heart. Give us life, Father, as only you can give it, for the sake of Jesus, your Son, and our Savior. Amen. All the world's a stage, said William Shakespeare, and all the men and women merely players. Shakespeare then proceeded to identify the seven stages of life through which all mankind must inevitably pass. For everything, there is a season, said the writer of Ecclesiastes. He proceeded to name quite a few seasons, a season to be born and a season to die, a season to plant and a season to reap, a season to weep and a season to laugh, along with many other seasons. We all know the four seasons of the year. They too remind us of human life. There is springtime, followed by summertime, fall, and winter. Today we are going to talk about springtime. As always, we are talking about God on this program and about His Son, Jesus Christ. The seasons are God's creation. The Son He sent to be a man for us all, to die for us all, and to be raised from the dead for us all, is the man for all seasons, whether you are young or old or in between somewhere. Jesus Christ is God's chosen man for you. The seasons change, and we change with them. Only one stands above the seasons, the sovereign Lord over all the ages. He is God. To people in their springtime, the writer of Ecclesiastes said, don't let the excitement of being young cause you to forget about your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before the evil days come when you will no longer enjoy living. Faith in God makes any age come alive. It makes the springtime come alive. It fills the springtime with joy and vitality, also with stability, preparing people to take the summertime, the fall, and the winter in their stride. Youth is a glorious time, exciting and full of promise. It is also racked with tensions, uncertainty, and insecurity. It's a glamorous time when everything is supposed to look beautiful, but frequently does not. From a man who is probably in the summertime of life, or maybe even in the fall of life, there comes this advice to the springtime. You've got a lot to live for. Don't let the excitement of being young cause you to forget about your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before the evil days come when you will no longer enjoy living. Remember God, said a man full of experience, to young people who have not yet had that experience. If you read his book, you find he had tried everything. He had tried power, sex, the quest for success, and the root of hard work. He found it all to be futile, vanity, when you forget God. The one thing he wanted young people to know was this: don't let the excitement of being young cause you to forget about your Creator. There was a time, I can remember it well, when you had to talk hard and fast to get young people to listen to any word about their Creator. They bravely denied God, or they wrote him out of existence as if he were of no importance at all. There are still young people who deny God and consider themselves brave for doing so. There are still young people who write God off as having no importance. But their bravado has lost some of its blatancy. Very many young people are earnestly seeking truth, asking themselves serious questions about who they are, why they are here, what they are doing, and where they are heading. The last 2 decades have been tough on young people all over the world. When older generations try to convince young people that life is just a bowl of cherries and everything will fall properly into place, they find that it is not that way. It has not been that way for the last 4 decades. In the 30s of our century, we experienced the trauma of joblessness and almost universal financial depression. The 40s were torn with global wars, and the 50s were the period of the Cold War, with a new threat that the world could be destroyed within 15 minutes of time. There were times in the 50s, if any of you can remember back that far, when it seemed that sudden destruction could be visited at noonday almost at any time. And then came the 60s with their artificial dreams, punctuated by the Vietnam War and the rise of the drug culture. The 70s have not been much better, and in some ways a good deal worse. Respected institutions like government have proved to be weak and tottering. The most revered establishments have shown themselves to be capable of injustice, deceit, and outright lying. The burden of it all has often fallen most heavily upon the young people in the springtime of their lives. A friend of mine was telling me that he talked to a young man in West Berlin who has now been totally surrounded by the infamous wall for 13 years. The young man said, "We have had this crisis so long that if I even dare to think about it, I go stark raving mad." In a world like that, we should not be surprised to find crazy mixed-up kids. It's a crazy mixed-up world. It would be easy to come to the conclusion that the only thing to do is to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. But I don't notice the young people doing that. There are others who may be giving themselves to the profligacy and dreams of reviving the past amid the crumbling structures of human life. But the young people are asking questions. Where are we going? Where will it all end? Is there any way to prevent this slide to oblivion? What can I do with my own life? Some young people have taken the easy route. Like some of their elders who turned to alcohol, they have turned to speed or taking drugs to straighten out the mind. You escape from reality that way, and you don't have to consider the hard facts of life. As many young people have found out bitterly for themselves, it's a speedy route to the same old end, the one toward which the world is heedlessly rushing. Do your own thing, was the cry for a while. Enjoy sex, drugs, alcohol, what have you. Enjoy everything. But young people have found that there isn't very much enjoyment in any of that. It is like enjoying death. Indeed, some have tried that. The suicide rate among young people is higher than it is for any of the other seasons of human life. I'm here to tell you, young people, in the springtime of your life, when the buds are in bloom but the leafing out has not yet taken place, there is another way. I'm offering you a good alternative. It's not an easy way, but it is a good way. It is the way of Jesus Christ. He is the man for all seasons, for the springtime as well as for all the other seasons. To young people wondering about themselves, who they are, where they are going, what they are doing, why they are here, Jesus Christ says, "Come to me. Come to me, all you who are struggling and weighed down, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus Christ was a young man. He was on a mission for his Father, to atone for the sins of the world. He felt the whole weight of life, the whole heavy burden of it. He knew the problems, and he took them into his own heart. He knew the fears, and he faced them with perfect confidence in his Father. When he was insulted, he did not insult in return. When he suffered, he did not spend his time battling to pay people back. He committed everything to his Father with the confidence that his Father judges everything righteously. It was a tremendous thing to see, and the people who were with him were tremendously impressed by it. They said he bore in his own body our sins on that cross of his, that we might really live, that we might make a clean break with the sin that has caused all the trouble, and live to righteousness, the kind that can remake the world. I want to tell you, young people, in the springtime of your life, that Jesus Christ forgives. He forgives you. You know as well as anyone what sin is. You know it, and I don't have to tell you. The sins of other people bother you, and so do your own. You can't wash your hands of the trouble the world is in. You're part of it. You can't blame anyone else for what you are, and you can't load off on someone else your search to find out who you are. You carry around with you not only the burdens of the past, but the ones you've created for yourself. When I was in Korea, I saw people carrying very heavy burdens with an A-frame, a yoke, ingeniously arranged with straps and harness around their necks. It is a yoke we all carry with the burdens we've all picked up along the way, the burdens of guilt and of fear and anxiety about the future. You know what change and turmoil are. Young people in other ages had it too, and so do you. You are responsive to praise and are devastated by criticism. You are selfish, thinking mostly of what you want and of what is happening to you. You are touchy, preoccupied with your own special tastes when it comes to styles of life, music, colors, length of hair, and almost anything else. You are uncertain about your own opinions and have a tendency to be over-assertive, as if you had to prove something to yourself as well as to others. You are shaky, but you don't like to show it. You think that no one else ever felt the way you do. When you fall in love, it's the greatest love of all of history. That's the springtime. You move from elation to deep depression, from love to hate, from one fad to another. Your parents feel threatened by you, and you feel they don't love you. That's the springtime. It's exciting, and it is devastating. To young people in the springtime of their lives, Jesus Christ speaks, "Come to me. Take my yoke upon you, and let me carry the one you've been lugging around." He knows how to carry that one, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He took the whole thing, whatever it is that weighs you down and keeps you from being the person you were meant to be. He took the sin, the guilt, everything that bothers young people. He took it all, and he gives you what he has got to give, life. Take my yoke upon you. Its burden is easy and light compared to what you have been carrying around. "If any man will come after me," said Jesus Christ, "let him forget himself, take up his cross, whatever it takes to be his man or woman in this world of ours, and follow me. It's not easy, but it's a lot better than speed or grass. There are no morning after ill effects. It's a new morning every day, a new day with a new life with Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ is the man for all seasons, the mediator between God and men, his chosen man and your man, the man Christ Jesus. He's great, he's alive, he's Lord. You have got a lot to live for, you young people, and a lot to believe in. Don't let the excitement of being young cause you to forget about your Creator and Redeemer. Honor him in your youth before the evil time comes, when you can no longer honor him and when you will no longer enjoy living. Young people are not excluded from the thinking and plans of God. Don't exclude him from your thinking and plans. Rule him out, and only you will be hurt. You can't hurt him, really, except in his heart. He wants you out of that great heart of his to be men and women, sons and daughters in his family. He wants you. That's why he sent Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ died. And that's why his Father raised him from the dead. He is the man for all seasons. He's the one for you. Do you want to live? Really to live? This is life, eternal. To know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. It's not just religion. It is life. Let God burst the buds of your springtime, my young friends, into the leaves of summer. Let him put the fruit on your tree. He's the only one who can do it, and he will. The trouble with our world is that there's so many trees with just leaves and no fruit. The leaves fall and disclose the fact that there is no fruit at all. Tough times are on the way for you young people. The other day I talked by telephone to a father whose two boys, 16 and 20, had just been killed in an auto accident through no fault of their own. They were hit head-on by another driver older than themselves who may have been under the influence of alcohol. I asked this father how he felt. He replied, "I'm almost numb." He loved those boys. He did not pamper them. He loved them. But I found out how he felt when he said, "Now I know how Jesus Christ felt when he said, 'My God, why hast thou forsaken me?'" In life's extremities, when things get as tough as they possibly can get, Jesus Christ is the man for all seasons. He's the man for those boys who died there that day. And he's the man for the father and mother who are stricken by their loss. Nobody escapes losses in this world of ours. Nobody. Nobody escapes death. Nobody. He tasted death for everyone in all the world. It was right and proper that God, who made everything for his own glory, should allow Jesus to suffer. For in doing this, he was bringing vast multitudes of God's people to life again, to the righteousness of being accepted by God, and to the family whose people again can call God Father. Jesus' suffering made him a perfect leader, one fit to bring people to their salvation. Prepare for living, my young friends. In the springtime of your life, in the excitement of youth, remember your Creator. Find joy in Jesus Christ, God's man for all seasons. Join with the young people all over the world who are finding out for themselves how great it is to know Jesus Christ, to trust Jesus Christ, and to follow Jesus Christ. Do it today, now, with your life before you, and find out for yourself what it is to live. Let your tree grow and bud in the desolation of the desert, which is the world. With faith in God and in his Son, Jesus Christ, be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which brings forth fruit in its own season. Amen.